Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 2:24. Text Miller Time to 20357 to win a Steelers pullover today. We love our next guest. He's from The Fan in Baltimore. Calls it like it is. Does an uncensored post-game show for Ravens games where if they deserve it, he absolutely rips them to shreds. I've heard him do it before. Does a great job with that. Loves to bet on sports. So he probably is in a good mood, too, today with college basketball coming back. Talking about Jeremy Kahn from The Fan in Baltimore. Jeremy, you got action on Maryland Old Dominion right now?
I mean, if I did, I'd probably take Old Dominion plus the points. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns with the Terps, but you know, it's funny because like I would love to dive into today's college basketball slate, but I was I don't know if you guys mind me saying this, the NFL Network and ESPN did a piece on a super fan we have in Baltimore.
Yeah, I saw that.
Mo Gabba.
Very emotional. Yeah. Well done. Good job by you guys.
Yeah, thanks. I'd love everybody to check it out. The ESPN piece is online. NFL Network is re-airing their NFL 360, and Mo Gabba is a super fan that passed away from cancer, and a friend of mine. So I'm in the piece. I'm the guy that looks like Santa Claus, so you can't miss me. but it was great, so I'd love people to watch
no
that.
Doubt.
I've been like running around talking about it all day, so I really even hadn't the chance to focus in on the college basketball slate the way I would as a true degenerate, but that's how it is.
Jeremy, speaking of Santa, do you feel like the Ravens got a present from Roger Goodell with this thing getting pushed back? And I guess here's the question, Andrew and I'll just cut right to it here. The question we want to know, how many of the guys, to your knowledge, that are on the COVID reserve list right now for Baltimore are guys that actually have COVID or versus close contacts of players that have it?
Yeah, to be honest, like I don't have an answer to that question, but I do feel like even as a a guy that does radio in Baltimore, the Steelers got screwed twice here, once by the Titans and once by the Ravens with how everything went down. I don't know how much of it could have been prevented. You know, we've talked about this time and time again with the Titans. We heard about their illegal practices with the Ravens. I mean, you just don't know. Having this, what I like to call the mini bye after you play on a Thursday night, and especially a home game, it would have given you a huge chance to have, you know, opportunity to win next week, prepare a little bit better. And I buy into that stuff personally. For the Steelers, who, depending on how you look at it, I mean, they are going for an undefeated season, and we'll see how that plays out. But, it's a huge kick in the pills for them because you had an opportunity now with a Ravens team that was seriously depleted along the defensive line, down to two running backs, a bunch of practice squad players are going to be active. It's a huge advantage, and now they don't get it. Well, they're still going to get it. It sounds like, from what I heard, the game's Sunday at 4:25. I don't know if that's been confirmed yet, but I guess we'll wait and see. We're all finding out more and more information as this thing goes on.
Jeremy Kahn from The Fan in Baltimore, Ravens Insider, joins us here. So do you know, I'll ask you specifically about two defensive players, Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams. If they don't have positive tests and they're just contact tracing high-risk guys, do they have other physical issues that would keep them off the field Sunday, Jeremy? Would they be able to play?
So Calais was dealing with the calf. Brandon Williams was a little nicked up, and he's missed time. I think they both would be eligible for close contact. Now, Brandon Williams was put on the COVID list, but he was already hurt. So that kind of seemed counterproductive for Thursday night, not knowing what that was actually going to mean. Guys like J.K. Dobbins are saying, because he was close contact, I believe, and we're all still learning this, so forgive me if I'm wrong on any of this, but like it's just been a crazy year. The fact is, if they have those, what, four negative test that they would be eligible to play. You know, Marlon Humphrey went through this and missed some time, and then he was back. The Ravens were going to have that really weird Thursday night game with playing the Cowboys next week, and now everything's kind of changed. So I don't know who's going to be eligible. I guess we'll find out more if the details come out, especially with the game being on Sunday. But, you know, I think we all wanted to see Thursday night football, and I've said this time and time again. I could watch the Ravens and Steelers play 17 weeks, and it's just such a good rivalry.
I couldn't because I've got very high blood pressure, Jeremy. I drop dead after seven games.
Well, I mean, it's just always a fun game to watch. And even yes. The last game they played, I came on your guys' show and I said, I really like the Ravens coming out of the bye week. And, I, you know, in my opinion, I feel like from a statistical standpoint, outside of turnovers, they kind of dominated the game and gave it away with turnovers, and give credit to the Steelers. They made every play they needed to towards the end of the game. But this Ravens team, man, they're so hard to figure out. They're Jekyll and Hyde all the time.
Is Lamar Jackson regressing in a way that has you concerned long-term for him? Or what's going on with this guy right now?
I mean, 100%. I mean, you look at – it's a combination of everything. The coaching, I've questioned some of the play calling, and I'm not that guy that does the Monday morning quarterback thing. Like, I'm watching the game going, why are they running it here? Why are they throwing it here? Whatever the play may be, where people watch what happens and go, oh, my God, I can't believe they did that. It's a matter of – everything compiled, because Lamar seems like he's reverted back to Lamar from year one, where everybody would tell you when they're running their option offense that, hey, time of possession is important, and the defenses, you know, they're staying fresh, and, you know, when you control time of possession, you're going to win the game. But he's throwing more sidearm. He's been very inaccurate on the outside of the hashes. The deep ball has not been there. Hollywood Brown hasn't. I mean, as somebody said, you don't even call him Hollywood Man now. Just call him Florida Man. So he's like, he hasn't shown up. I mean, you look at his games, he's looked terrible. And I don't think it's all because of him. That's when I go back to the coaching staff saying, you've got this fast guy. Like, if you watch the Rams, they get the ball to Robert Woods on an end around or a jet sweep every single game. Like, why can't he get those touches? Why can't he get short touches to see if he can get an open space, throw it to him off the line? And I mean, it's just kind of crazy that we haven't seen that. And us guys at home are watching and going, what are you doing? But yeah, I mean, this whole season, especially when the defensive guys went out, because I think you could have rested your laurels on them to kind of win you some games. But when you watch the New England Patriots say, hey, we're going to run the ball down your throat and you can't stop it, it just kind of tells you something about how the team looks.
Jeremy Kahn from The Fan in Baltimore on the Ravens with us here on The Fan. The game's been postponed to Sunday. We're still trying to figure out the exact time of it. We have talked, and I watched the game. I watched Ravens-Titans, but I didn't watch it in real time like you did, Jeremy, and I haven't been immersed in it over the last few days like you have been, too. Is it legitimate to say that it was an overtime game, they had Derrick Henry, it's a physical game because there's so much smack talk and bad blood between the two teams stemming from last year's playoffs and what happened in the pregame? Is it fair to say that that game took a lot out of the Ravens, that they were coming in on a short week, exhausted and beaten up and tired, and that would have been an advantage for the Steelers?
I think so, yeah. I mean, Derrick Henry wore them out. You know, the guys up front without Brandon Williams and Calais Campbell, as you pointed out, I thought did a fairly good job. I mean, even kind of shows you a little bit. If you look in overtime, the Ravens had Yannick Ngakoue off the field, who's not great in run defense, but you feel like you want one of your primary pass rushers out there, just because they were worried about Derrick Henry and trying to slow him down, and he just wore him out. They have to be emotionally spent on all these games. They look like a team that's not having fun anymore. They, you know, even when they have a 10-point lead, it doesn't feel like enough. And last year, I felt like teams were folding up shop when the Ravens had a 10-point lead, knowing they were just going to run the ball down their throat in the second half. And we're not seeing that. Like, they're a team that plays two different halves, and I don't feel like they're building a big enough lead to try to come back in the second half when they don't play well in the first half, and vice versa. I feel like that they're not good enough to come back when they're down in the second half. And I know, like, I've talked to some Steeler fans that kind of feel the same way, but they find a way to get it done, and they're undefeated about Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you look at the Ravens team, it's been abysmal this year. And I was screaming about it early in the season, and people are like, why are you so critical of them? They're winning games. And I'm like, look at everything else that's going on. They're facing subpar teams. They could literally show up 60% of the time, 70% of the time against most of this league, and pull out a win. And then they face the good teams, and now you're looking at them going, what the hell is wrong with them? So, yeah, I do think the Steelers would have had a distinct advantage over this team come Thursday night if this game had been played.
Jeremy Kahn, Fan Baltimore. Hey, Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us, okay, man?
Yeah, man. Have a good one.
There you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.